30-mile radius to me here, which was people that were very similar, had similar stories to ours, that came maybe from Pittsburgh, a lot of people from Pittsburgh were and wherever they came from. But anyways, within 30-mile radius around here, people made a point to get together, covered this, volleyball, music, got a manager that has basically the same, but just a little different. But it's got the same feel to it.
I'm going to
had not played it the year before. At least he hadn't divulged to anybody that he was playing it. Maybe he was doing it in private, but I think, I mean, that's the way I remember it. That's actually John Spector was with John Spector and who else? James Cornbread were playing fiddle together. This guy Tim Brown was playing harmonica. But those were the people that first year I went to Gaylock that I ended up playing with all day, every day. And they, it seems to me, they didn't know more than a dozen tunes. But they played them for a long time. Played them again. I described it as rock and roll, which I was heavily influenced by. So it was my introduction to open for music. But they played with such they invited me into this. Well, they wouldn't invite anybody that had enthusiasm. You know, my enthusiasm that was a good match. And, we just played. And I didn't think, like I said, that first time I made the show, and I thought, wow, that's a great thing. And I didn't think, I had no interest that I thought I was going to be able to show at that point. It was a total coincidence with that. And then I would play the fiddle for 8-10 hours a day.
So you're living down at the cabin.
Yeah.
And what were you guys doing mostly? Kind of living in the farm? What were you doing for the
winter? We picked apples in the fall. Until we realized we could make more money investing. And that was one fall night, probably. So we'd already picked the apples. It wasn't apple season. Could have been in the spring or something. We lived downtown and said, let's pick it. Well, she had the dulcimer, so it was that much later. She had the dulcimer, and I had the fiddle. We had some half dozen tunes that we had learned in downtown Annapolis. And somebody gave us $10 or something. Couldn't do that picking apples. And it wasn't nearly as much fun as picking apples. So we devised a plan to take that Volkswagen bus that Sam had and just drive on down to Key West, Florida, bust our way from here to there. Another friend who really wasn't a friend at the time. Have you ever met Robbie at all? There were three of us. Me and Sam, this guy Robbie Gordon played the man away. And we headed out to Sam Pitts, Volkswagen Bus. And we would go stay in Camp Run. We would go to parks like, I know we did that in Savannah or Charleston, South Carolina. I remember the game. Maybe in Charleston. College campuses. Get these instruments out and play. We'd go to a phone booth. We'd go to a phone booth. A phone booth. A box. A phone book. Get the phone book out and look up the local vegetarian or natural foods restaurant and proposed to them that we would come over there and play our music and they would feed us and that we would have but he will know the source. He'll know everything about it, the lineage, and yet he's got his own distinct musicality that is so clearly him. You know, so I highly respect that, but just because, you know, that's not what I do. Get so tightly involved in reconstruction, which I could turn from life to the right into heaven, and be able to love that tune and love that music and see the relationship of that with the other music that we're getting from old time theater music and say, that's all the same to me. I love that. That's a beautiful piece of music. And be able to take that piece of music. So that brain. it. So we move here with confidence that we want to be here, we like it here, and we don't want to.